Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, some parents in Limerick are told their children don't have a secondary school place for next year. But how widespread is the problem? As the government's mother and baby home redress scheme passes through the Dáil today, survivors say 40% of them have still been excluded. Who needs the European Super League when Premier League teams splash that much cash in a January transfer window, plus what it means for key Irish players? The biggest day of industrial action in the UK for decades. We'll get the latest. And can you bear to put the dog out, or does your canine companion sleep in your kitchen, on the sofa, or in your bed? We'll have expert advice for the best place for your pet to snooze. Text us this morning, 51551. Email todaycb@rte.ie. On Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. Now, first this morning, every household in the country is to be compensated by €50 after the ESB misapplied a support measure, resulting in domestic households being penalised with higher bills over a 12-year period. The Commission for Regulation of Utilities told an Oireachtas committee yesterday that this subsidy scheme was introduced to help large businesses over a decade ago. It's now been discontinued and domestic customers will be reimbursed. In a statement, ESB Network said the company identified the issue and has been engaging with the CRU. The matter was raised by Sinn Féin Senator Lynn Boylan, who's also a member of the Oireachtas Committee on Environment and Climate Action. And Lynn Boylan joins me now from our Dáil studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
I think a lot of people will have been unaware of this issue, this measure, this subsidy that they were paying to large businesses. Will you explain to us what it was and how it came to be in the first place?
Yeah, so I'm not surprised people will be surprised that they were subsidising large energy users, but I've been trying to get answers to questions about this subsidy since October. So we received a number of Freedom of Information documents last week, and it just so happened then CRU were in the committee yesterday, so I was able to bring up a number of points from those documents. But the context of this subsidy was at the financial crisis. The government, a cabinet memo instruction was given to the regulator to say that they were to rebalance the network tariff, which is managed, I suppose, by Airgrid and ESB Networks. That's the grid infrastructure and the distribution network, that they were to rebalance that in favour of large energy users at the cost of every domestic household. So we wouldn't have seen this on our bill, but the network tariff would have been designed in a way that the proportion of your bill was paying a subsidy towards the proportion of a large energy user's bill.
I don't know if you can remember a big conversation happening around this at the time. Were people asked about it? Were they informed about it? Were they aware of it?
No, and on the contrary, the cabinet memo that we got, the document acknowledges that this would be a deeply unpopular measure with the public, but they went ahead with us anyway. They said that it was a job protection measure to protect, make those companies stay in the country. I would argue that a lot of families were on their knees at that period as well. But even if you put aside that argument, the fact that they then allowed it to continue for 12 years, that there was no review, even when we were out of the financial crash, that this subsidy continued to be paid by every single domestic household for 12 years, I think does raise serious questions.
Okay, so we're questioning why it was there in the first place, but now we know there was an error in how it was applied to domestic bills.
Yeah, so what the CRU have said is that the government had instructed them to do this subsidy and that it would work out at approximately €50 million per year, and that would be divided between Airgrid and ESB Networks. So what seems to have happened is Airgrid followed the instruction correctly and applied a flat rate to the network tariff of 25 million per year, roughly. And ESB Networks, for some reason, applied it as a percentage, which meant that over the years, they were basically deducting more money than they should have from household or adding more money than they should have to household bills. What we couldn't get the answer from the regulator yesterday was how could two, I suppose, very big bodies, very professional bodies, want to basically take one direction, want to take another, and that the CRU, and nobody noticed this until 12 years later when the decision was made to unwind the whole subsidy.
So that raises questions about how the CRU communicates this information with the suppliers.
Absolutely. I mean, the regulator is supposed to be there to represent the public interest. Their mission statement is to provide safe, secure, sustainable energy at an affordable price. The network tariffs is a part of the bill that they have direct oversight of. They can't control the price of gas or anything like that. So what scrutiny, what diligence were they giving these tariffs as a AirGrid and the ESB Networks would have been making regular submissions to them? Were they actually giving it any level of scrutiny, or were they just, I suppose, signing off on it? And then it only came to light when this was being unwound that there was this mistake that we've all been paying for 12 years.
Okay, we did invite the CRU, a representative from the CRU, to join us this morning, but they said until the full review is completed, they won't be available. They say about that review, any reconciliation will be determined as part of the annual networks revenue process that's due to begin in April, with an expected final decision in quarter three of 2023, so in the autumn. Do you know how this reimbursement is going to work now?
No, we heard of it was yesterday. I mean, the CRU are saying that they made the decision back in March, but a letter they sent to the committee said that they had only engaged with ESB Networks in April, and it was at that point that ESB Networks had noted that they had implemented it as a percentage and not a flat amount of money. So I think the CRU still have questions to answer. And also ESB Networks as to, you know, how they misinterpreted the direction and how now they're going to pay people back.
Yeah, implemented as a percentage, it should have been a flat rate, but we're getting a flat rate back. I mean, currently what we're hearing is it's €50 per bill payer. Should it not be based on how much you paid over that period of time?
Well, it wouldn't be based on your usage of electricity. So it's the part of the bill that, I suppose, funds the provision of electricity to your house. So it funds your meter, it funds the grid infrastructure. So it's a separate part of your bill, not based on usage. So there are network tariffs that are set for domestic users, and then set for other users, right up to the large energy users. So I'd imagine that's where they're looking at it from a flat rate point of view. But the figure €50 seems to be a very round figure. Very fortunate that they can round it off. I think what we all want to see now is the detail of just exactly how much was overpaid and how they are working that out per household.
So do you suspect it should be more?
We don't know, to be perfectly honest, Claire. As I said, I would question why this subsidy was in place at all and that it continued for 12 years. I also have questions for the Department of Trade and Enterprise, who wrote to CRU criticising the decision to remove it, whereas you have Eamon Ryan in the Dáil saying that they told CRU to remove it. So there's lots of questions for the government ministers as well. But we don't know. And I repeatedly asked the regulator yesterday, had they got a figure, how much has domestic householders been subsidising large energy users for the last 12 years? And they could not give us that figure. They said they were doing a deep dive analysis. But they have been looking at this since April last year.
Mm-hmm. OK, well, I think according to what they're telling us, it won't be until the autumn when they will have a figure on that. The government at the moment is considering whether to continue with the energy subsidy that everybody has been getting, the €200. Are you concerned that any refund, let's say it's €50, could be absorbed into any next tranche if that decision is taken?
Well, I don't think that would be very fair for households. As I said, like yesterday at committee, there are households who were never aware they were paying this subsidy at a time when people were on their knees at the financial crash. And then for the last sort of 2 years when they've been in a cost of living crisis, I think it'd be deeply unfair that a mistake that has taken place by ESB Networks and the regulator that we wouldn't be seeing that we would get that money back. I mean, it is a separate issue. This is a mistake that has been made to no fault of anybody who's been paying their bill. So they do deserve to get that money back.
Okay. Well, Senator Lynn Boylan, stay with us on the line because I'm joined also by Brian O'Gallagher, who's Professor of Energy Engineering at UCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. It seems on the back of what we learned yesterday, Brian, that first of all, we know that this situation is quite complicated, but it raises very serious questions about how electricity bills are broken down and whether we're clear as consumers and bill payers as to what we're actually paying for.
Yes, good morning, Claire. These are very important points that have been raised. When you look at the electricity bill that we each get, it's broken down into a number of distinct parts. So the main part is what's called usage charges. And this would be for the charge associated with producing the electricity and the use of system charges that Lynn mentioned, the cost of the wires to bring it to our homes, if you like. So this is the bulk of what we pay for in our electricity bill. And it's given as a single item, if you like. So it's not broken down between generation and the use of system charge. The other charges that appear on our bill would be things like standing charges, which are fixed charges by the electricity suppliers. And then we have what's called a public service obligation. So this is a payment, if required, to pay the additional costs associated with ensuring we have renewable electricity and indigenous electricity supplies. Now, this has been zero for a long time because the cost of electricity has gone up significantly, but that's been due to the fact that gas prices have gone up so much. And then the final element is VAT, which is a fixed percentage. But just going back to the main part of the bill, the usage piece, I mean, essentially what people have seen is their electricity bills on an annual basis going up by about €1,000 over the last year because of the increase in gas prices. So it is worth bearing that in mind when we consider this error that took place. So the €50, which is an estimate of an error over 12 years, is very small in the context of the cost changes that people have seen and experienced over the last year.
That's fine,
now,
though.
Not to belittle it.
But in that breakdown that you've helpfully given us there, Brian, where is this large energy rebalancing subvention? That's not detailed in our bills, is it?
No, it wouldn't be explicitly detailed in the bills. And the, as I say, the bulk of what we pay for, the bulk of what that makes up the total electricity bill is captured in what's called this usage charge.
The unit charge. So that is based on usage then. So we were charged this large energy rebalancing subvention, helping out the large industries in this country for 12 years. That charge was included in our usage.
It would have been included in the usage, but it would have been included in the part of the usage associated with the use of system charges. Mm-hmm. So effectively, as has been mentioned, the use of system charges, the charge associated with the electricity network cost to bring electricity to every home, is a very complex calculation. And so essentially, I suppose there's a balance in what's in the bills in providing too much information or too little information in terms of what people actually want in their bills. But essentially if you look at the usage charge, that's one of the areas where we have more control, of course, in terms of the electricity we use. Whereas things like the standing charge and the PSO and the VAT, there are different types of charges, if you like, you know.
But coming back to what's at issue today, is it fair and correct to refund customers by a set amount of €50 if the miscalculation was part of our usage?
Well, if that is the amount, that's, I mean, essentially the, as I say, if you're talking about 50 euros over a 12-year period, you're talking about a very small error in terms of at the level of individual customers over time. So the, I mean, you could argue that I think this depends on what the calculation shows. I mean, it's been identified that this error has taken place. So, I mean, you're right in the sense that it should be, the rebate should be based on what people were actually charged. So if the 50 euros is a rounded amount that kind of captures that, well, fine. But if it turns out in the calculation that some people have paid more than that and some have paid less, well, then that can be also taken into account in the rebate.
Lynn Boylan, a question for you. What happens regarding the refund if people have lived at different addresses since 2008?
Well, this is the issue. I mean, and I've had lots of people on social media asking that question for me. So I think that's the problem, is that there's a lot more questions unanswered from what we heard at the committee yesterday. How will people be refunded if they're no longer, as you said, living at that house? But we also need to know the exact amount. And while Professor Gallagher is right in that it might be a small amount of 50 euro sound over 12 years, ESB networks were only responsible for implementing half of the what was supposed to be a 50 million subsidy to large energy users. So it's actually a bigger error when you look at it in that, that point.
All right, we're going to leave that there. Before we do, we have a statement from ESB Networks on this. They say that they identified this issue. They've been engaging with the CRU for some time. We are continuing to engage with the CRU to finalise the rebalancing of the relevant tariffs. The process and mechanism of the rebalancing is still to be determined with the CRU, but ESB Networks anticipates it will result in the reduction of a domestic electricity bill in the order of 50 euro in total. As mentioned by the CRU, ESB Networks did not benefit from this. Senator Lynn Boylan and Professor Brian O'Gallagher, thank you both for joining us. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.